From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A massive rescue effort is underway in Japan following the second powerful earthquake over a two-day period. This evacuee said aftershocks are continuing, so she cannot even begin to think what's ahead. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is deploying hundreds of soldiers and rescuers to the region, where today alone 19 people have so far died. Pope Francis has arrived on the Greek island of Lesbos, where he will have lunch with migrants at a detention center. His trip comes as the European Union and Turkey have entered into a controversial deportation deal to end Europe's most or worst migrant crisis since World War II. Human rights groups say the scheme for dealing with the crisis does not recognize the inherent dignity of the migrants as human beings. The Vatican says the Pope's trip is not a direct criticism of the scheme, but is instead a purely humanitarian visit. Afghan government finalizing agreements with some European Union states and the European Union to handle the return of Afghan refugees currently in limbo in Greece. Fate of the refugees not clear. European governments reclassified Afghans as economic migrants in February, reducing their chances of being able to stay in Europe legally. Fresh clashes are being reported between government and opposition forces in South Sudan, less than 5 days before the expected arrival of former rebel leader Riek Machar in Juba. South Sudan gained independence from Sudan in 2011 after a long civil war. War erupted anew in December of 2013 after South Sudanese President Salva Kiir's dismissal of then-deputy Machar. This is VOA News. World Health Organization is urging appealing to the Syrian government to allow life-saving surgical equipment and medications into besieged and hard-to-reach areas. Lisa Schlein reporting now from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
The World Health Organization reports Syrian authorities have been removing critical surgical equipment and medicines from relief convoys for years. But it says this practice is worsening and is becoming more life-threatening as people become weaker and sicker after years of conflict. The WHO notes there were 9 incidents last year in which medical supplies were removed from convoys going to battle-scarred people in Homs, Aleppo, and rural Damascus. As a consequence, it estimates more than 100,000 people were deprived of vital medical support. The WHO also is calling for permission to organize frequent and lengthy medical assessment missions in blockaded areas. It says such missions would provide a comprehensive overview of the health condition of the people so appropriate medication and treatment could be administered. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Democratic U.S. presidential candidate Bernie Sanders slammed global inequity as immoral and decried the greed of the fossil fuel industry as he addressed a conference at the Vatican on Friday. He said it is in the American young people he finds hope.
They are not satisfied with the destruction of our environment by a fossil fuel industry whose greed has put short-term profits ahead of climate change and the future of our planet. Our young people want to live in harmony with nature, as part of nature, not destroy nature. They are calling out for a return to fairness.
Sanders took a 24-hour break from the campaign trail to attend the conference on social, economic, and environmental issues. Democrat Hillary Clinton, a former U.S. Secretary of State and senator from New York, has a double-digit lead over Sanders in most opinion polls ahead of New York's Tuesday primary election, which could also have an important impact on the Republican presidential race. New York businessman Donald Trump tops the polls in New York for the Republicans, followed by Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Ohio Governor John Kasich. U.S. Army has approved the first female officers for ground combat missions, following new rules that open all military combat positions to women. Women have been inching towards combat roles since the mid-1970s, when they first became eligible to attend the military service academies and enlist in the U.S. Armed Services. Until this year, women were only prohibited from combat jobs, about 10% of the military occupations.
That's the latest world news from VOA.